"You might speak a little more kindly," murmured Pandora, wiping her eyes. "Ah, naughty boy," cried the little voice within the box in a laughing tone. "He knows he wants to see me. Come, my dear Pandora, lift up the lid. I am in a great hurry to comfort you." "Epimetheus," exclaimed Pandora, "no matter what happens, I will open the box." "And as the lid seems very heavy," cried Epimetheus, running across the room, "I will help you." So the two children again lifted the lid. Out flew a sunny and smiling little person and hovered about the room, throwing a light wherever she went. She flew to Epimetheus and laid the lightest touch of her finger on the spot where the trouble had stung him, and immediately the pain was gone. Then she kissed Pandora on the forehead, and her hurt was also cured. After performing these good deeds, the bright stranger fluttered over the children's heads and looked so sweetly at them that they both began to think it not so very much wrong to have opened the box, since otherwise their cheery guest must have been kept a prisoner among those naughty imps with stings in their tails. "Pray, who are you, beautiful creature?" inquired Pandora. "I am to be called Hope," answered the sunshiny figure. "And because I am such a cheery little body, I was packed into the box to make up for that swarm of ugly troubles which was to be let loose." "Your wings are colored like the rainbow," exclaimed Pandora. "How very beautiful." "And will you stay with us?" asked Epimetheus, "forever and ever." "As long as you need me," said Hope, with her pleasant smile, "and that will be as long as you live in the world. I promise never to leave you. There may be times now and then when you will think that I have vanished, but again and again and again, when perhaps you least dream of my being with you, you shall see the glimmer of my wings on the ceiling of your cottage."